November the 27th, 2011. Election results. As was expected, National won the most seats in the election and will form the government for the next 3 years. National won 48% of the party vote and 60 seats. The Prime Minister, John Key, plans to form a coalition with ACT Party MP John Banks and United Future MP Peter Dunn. This will give his party a majority. John Key also plans to talk to the three MPs from the Maori Party. He would like their support too. The Labour Party won only 27% of the party vote, which gave them 34 seats. The Green Party was very pleased to win 11% of the vote and 13 seats. The big surprise was New Zealand First. The leader, Winston Peters, lost his seat in the 2008 election, but this time his party has 7% of the vote and 8 seats. The Greens and New Zealand First do not have any electorate seats, but under MMP, if they have more than 5% of the party vote, they are entitled to their percentage of seats in Parliament. ACT and United Future both won an electoral seat, but had only about 1% of the party vote, so they do not get any more MPs. These are temporary results. We have to wait 2 weeks for the final results. Special votes will be included at that time. Special votes are made by people who are not at home on election day. They can vote in another place. Votes also have to be checked. Some results are very close. In Christchurch Central electorate, for example, both the National and Labour candidates have exactly the same number of votes at the moment.